Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 18. In yesterday's episode, we talked about how to start a cafe with a different kind of business model. In today's episode, we'll be talking about starting a business selling and saving groceries. How can saving groceries be a business, you might ask? And I must admit, this is a tricky one, but what I can say for sure is that we all hate wasting food. But if you look at recent research, then everything looks a bit different, because it's not the grocery stores nor the factories, but we, meaning the public households, all of us basically, who are responsible for most of the food waste. So in Germany, it's about 60% of the food wasted that is wasted in households. Most of the time, we throw away vegetables and dairy products, but this is something we'll probably have to discuss in another episode, because today I would like to focus on the best before date, which some of us interpret as a death after date. The date is really just a rough estimate and shouldn't be interpreted this way. You should always use your senses before throwing away food blindly. And this is where businesses come into play, because there are shops that specialize on selling products past their best before date. In Britain, there is Approved Food, and in Berlin, we have a shop called Surplus. These shops can sell the products for a significantly lowered price, sometimes way past a 50% discount. How can they do that? They are often not even buying the goods. Instead, they are getting them for free or with a hefty discount if they are buying, because manufacturers often need to clear their stocks and would sometimes even have to pay to dump those products. So for the businesses, this is great. So you can stock your shelves with almost no expenses. You can offer great discounts and sell products that are past their best before date, but usually last a lot longer than that, and still help saving good products from being dumped. So now that we know the basic deal here, let's think of a few more ideas. So how about we're not running this as a shop, but turn this into a B2B model? Could we supply restaurants and factories with our goods? Perhaps focusing on a specific category might help here, for instance, maybe rice and pasta. But it's tricky to find business models that can make use of usually heavily processed foods. So perhaps a grocery delivery service would work, but it's adding complexity to the model. So maybe starting with this as a shop isn't too bad after all. So let's keep today's episode short as well and end it with a quote by Marcus Aurelius. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. I hope you liked today's episode, and I would love to hear your feedback. You can send me your business ideas to idea@businessideastalk.com or use our Facebook group. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.